Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill with Knight Energy Services at the NAEP Expo in Houston, Texas as a correspondent for The Crude Life. Just highlighting my friends that I run across down here and let them tell you a little bit about who they are and what they do. Introduce yourself, John.
Hi, yeah, my name is John Hopkins of GDP Drilling. I'm the managing partner, we've been around for about 4 years, and we brought on Billy this last year.
Billy, introduce yourself.
Yeah, Billy Jackson. I do business development for GDP Drilling. We do engineering consulting work, upstream oil and gas, most operations, drilling, completions, production.
He also helps with video and audio for me when I mess up. John, tell me some things that global or GDP is doing right now in our industry.
Sure. So first off, we started in the drilling side. And so we started the business called Global Drilling Partners. And once we got into completions and production, we rebranded to GDP. And we do anything from project management to engineering to safety guys, on-site company men. And so we have a variety of different customers. One that just have one safety guy, other ones that have the full project management on down. And so we're a really flexible company. We really just tailor our fit to whatever the operator needs.
I see a lot of transition. I mean, there's not a lot of buildings just full of engineers anymore. I mean, do you see this as kind of the next step in our industry?
Sure, yeah. I think globally, beyond our industry, we're seeing more consultants or temporary employees being hired on just the way the market is. So definitely our industry is highlighting that maybe more than others, but that's... and. We're happy for that. Clearly, I mean, that's what we do. And we just, at the end of the day, trying to help, right? Provide the best services we can. And if that means that the operator needs a consultant, we can handle that.
What's some of the tougher things you've tackled, do you think? And just off the cuff, like, what's one of the things that just really you could probably change in the future?
Well, one thing that we're trying to do as a firm to change in the future is really just bring a whole team of expertise to the table. You know, a lot of other firms, when you get a John Doe, you get that John Doe and what he knows, and that's it. But when you hire our company, you get the whole partnership as a whole. And so some of the things that we've tackled are, you know, things that that have plagued companies for years, like solids control issues that we wouldn't have known unless we would have gotten solids control. You know, we have an SOS team, a team of experts that are, you know, really good at different things. So we've identified different people for downhole tools, solids control, well design, rigs. And so we just got back from Colombia doing a performance contract for them. You know, they're on to 100% electric rigs, which poses its own new set of hurdles and things that need to be figured out. And so we were able to add value there. But we really want those customers that have those problems that have been plagued with them for years that we can just help out and help solve them for it. And so
I like your team. You guys are building a really neat team over there, growing every day, right?
Yeah.
How do they get a hold of you?
So you can always email. We have a phone number on our website. Also, there's a contact us on our website. You feel free to email me, john@gdpdrilling.com. Also, the website's gdpdrilling.com. And get a hold of Billy.
Same here. Yeah, billy.jackson@gdpdrilling.com. Reach out to us and talk's cheap. Might as well have a conversation about how we can work on this, right?
Speaking of which, guys, I think we're going to tee this up. Let's call out the Trace guys and Crescent in Oklahoma City. We're going to sit down and have like a long-form podcast on the Talking Energy Show really soon, right? Just break out all the groups there in Oklahoma City that do project management. That'll be fun, right?
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, the industry's big enough for all of us. We'd love to talk to anybody. And the real thing that we're trying to go for is just industry growth. And you know, a lot of our us smaller companies need to all be sharing knowledge and helping each other out. And so,
do you guys see like the ESG? Does that affect your company at all? Are you guys working with anybody that's like, hey, help us out with this at all?
Sure. Yeah, in a good way. And so I think that ESG, you know, change is hard for everybody. But once we embrace it and really, you know, if your mind is open to why this is actually happening, I mean, it's a good thing. We all have to live in this world. Our kids and grandkids will too. And so, yeah, we've had a lot of companies reach out to us for ESG programs. Also, the carbon capture thing is really heating up. We're working with 4 different customers on carbon capture type stuff. Yeah, ESG's been great.
Also, I want you to find out about Bitcoin mining and come back to me, okay? Our industry is talking about that all the time down here. Guys, this is, again, Crude Life, and thank you, Nate. Appreciate you guys very much. Take care. God bless everybody.
Thanks, yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.